ไปหาบัตรเปิดนาทีเด็กเป็นมากเองจะร้อยนาทีได้ก็พอBut the Alexander, he had two. Me and Bob, we'd steal it. Get in the field, you know, he had a big pasture of cows. He'd drive his car down there and leave it and leave us there at the car, and we'd steal it, you know, and ride around through the pasture and try to put it back in the same place. So that's where I learned. And Mr. Williams gonna hire me to drive a tractor, so I worked on with him. Then I left there and I got to driving.He's a game on, state game on. I went to drive him around everywhere. From then on, I moved back up here and I went to work for Mr. Adams then. Then I went to farming, raising children. So I raised nine of them.
You farm with mules or?
Mules. Sharecrop. I bought me a pair of mules, made enough money, bought me a pair of mules, and I worked on the fourth with him. Give him the fourth of them. And then, the government went to cutting down on the land and everything, so the land was cut down where he couldn't let us have that to rent like that, you know. Then I went to working for him as a boss, and I've been had that job ever since. That's been my job ever since.
Yeah.
Driving Ms. Adam and tending to them boys, can't his people hunting, I go hunt with them down on the farm.
Yeah. Now that fireplace, what was it built like?
Well, kind of nearby like, well, kind of nearby like that chair. Well, something like that. It'd have a back, you know, to it.
Yeah.
It'd have, when it's sitting in studio, it comes from the outside, you know. But this here would be where you put your wood at, you know.
Right.
But you turn it around, this would be the back of it.
Yeah.
That'd be the back come up in there. This here would be easy with your wall or your house. Like come through the other side. So it's like this one, like.Well, it'd be just about like this.
Yeah.
And you put your wood in there, and then it'll go up through there to the chimney on the outside.
Uh-huh.
Go through the chimney to the outside, and the smoke go on the top. So that'd be, it'd be about that, near about that deep is that chair, yeah.
Did you have that real rich wood to start the fire with?
Yeah, something like pine, cypress, you know, dry cypress, different stuff like that. That's what we would have. Just like we find a dry tree, you know.You find some real dead, dry, sometimes it didn't fail, when you split that, they'd keep that from kindling. And they wouldn't have much coal oil and different stuff to light them for, you know?
Yeah.
And they would pick that, cut it up real fine, have paper, well, all it do is start up right on up, pine, and that dry spot would start right now.
When you got it started, you put on a big...
You put on a little wood, and then when it get on to make cold, then you put on bigger wood. At night,to keep the house warm, and, you know, well, you'd put your big stick on, you know, a big log, a couple of them.
Uh-huh.
Well, they had something they call a dog iron, you know, it kind of a set up like that, you know.
Yeah.
I know you've about seen some old, well, this wood would set on here, you know, and on here, well, this would be out to the front where your wood couldn't fall out.
Yeah.
Anyway, you put your big log on out there to keep you fall all night. Probably it would cover it up if it got...The wife's gonna point out or something you didn't want to make a fall again. Well, he'd take the chunk and point down to the chunk. Just take some ash and put over it and cover it up, you know.
Uh-huh.
Next morning, all they had to do was just stir it back up and put some kindling on it.
Yeah.
Well, my grandfather would get up before day, you know, and stir it up and put kindling on it, put more wood on it. So we'd get up the house and be warm. Well, I had to walk about, the first start of that, I had to walk about 20 miles, looked like school.
Really?
Yeah. I had to walk, well, you wouldn't know where it was, but that was out on the Jaeger farm. I had to walk from up there where a little Rufus Jaeger lived. It was a church house there, and we lived there about that, but it didn't have school. I had to walk way down on a place called Fortune Fork. I had to walk way down there, about 15 or 20 of them.
You had to walk that to get to school?
Get to school.
And then get back?
Get back home. We played all the way down.